If you're even tempted to fudge on your taxes in the next week, consider this. A key Senate committee holds a hearing today with the theme, The IRS Strikes Back. Senate leaders want to get tough on those who cheat the government out of its share. Just a few years ago, many politicians complained the IRS was too tough. There were hearings about tax agents' harassment of citizens, and Congress passed a taxpayer's Bill of Rights. Senator Charles Grassley of Iowa is the ranking Republican on the Senate Finance Committee. There is a simple explanation, he says, for the Senate's focus today.
In one word, balance. Balance between enforcing the law and yet respecting certain taxpayers' rights under the Constitution. And understand that most of the abuse was towards small business people and towards individual taxpayers. You know, big corporations can protect themselves even from that sort of intimidation.
What do you think the proportion is of people who actually are paying in about what they should be paying?
I don't know about the number of people, but my guess is that we have $100 billion that is unreported. The last years that we really have accurate statistics go back to about 88 to 90. Now, the IRS is in the process of studies and accumulating more accurate figures because so many of us on the Finance Committee have been asking the very same question you asked me.
So you don't actually know what voluntary compliance is now?
No. There is guesstimates on the part of the IRS that it's about 90 to 95%.
90 to 95%.
Yeah.
The United States relies a lot on people doing the right thing. Isn't 90 to 95%, wouldn't you say that's pretty good?
No.
No?
No, I think that if you go back years ago, you would have higher compliance. The tax code has gotten a lot more complicated. 30 years ago, you would have never had this industry that we call the tax shelter or the tax haven industries.
There are news stories now of these offshore sort of tax avoidance schemes being made available to all kinds of people. That is, you don't have to be rich anymore to take advantage of these things.
And quite frankly, some of it is gray area of law that Congress is going to have to change, and our hearing is about how to do that. But there's some that are right out illegal, and a lot of them are involved with, for instance, where there aren't paper trails that the IRS can follow up on. Like if you have an employer-employee relationship and your employer files something with the IRS, you know, there's some way to follow up there. So a lot of these people are involved in very high-income professional people that are self-employed where there's no paper trail and it's easy to take the money out. And it seems to me very unfair to all Americans to have a wealthy few that kind of dash and stash.
Senator Charles Grassley is the ranking Republican on the Senate Finance Committee.